Why the Swiss Love Peace. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Why the Swiss Love Peace. Well, think about it. Why do the Swiss love peace? The people in Switzerland love peace because in peace they just do wonderful things. Now, when you think of the nations of the world, and you think of the people in various countries of the world, you have a certain attitude about them, you have a certain thought about them, even if you don't think about them. You look them up in the almanac, you look them up in the world book, you look them up on the atlas of the world, and you look at these little countries or big countries, and as you look at them, you think, what sort of an impact are they making on the world? What sort of an impact is that country revealing of itself to the world? And as you look at it, you see that the people of the country basically are very industrious people. They are always involved in doing something. The Swiss people are always active. They don't sit back and do nothing. They take a lot of vacations, that's for sure, and that's a wonderful thing. But they are always active. They like their work. They like their things that they're involved in. And if they don't like it, they get out of it and get in something they like. There are very seldom people who are in a rut, people who do not know what makes them happy. They do love peace, and so they think about peace. They don't go around trying to be into fights with other people. They don't go around trying to challenge other people's rights for domain of their own property, of their own being. They just be themselves and have fun. Now, if you look at most of the people on Earth, you'd find most of the people on Earth are doing that self-same thing. In every country, the people like to take care of themselves. Now, in the United States, the people like to be peaceful. The people like to participate in joyful, peaceful activities. They like to do all sorts of things. Now, there are a few people who get up in arms and they put on a show, and the rest of the community watches and sort of enjoys a little adventure which they know will pass. And when it passes, then things settle back to normal again. To normal of doing what things make them happy, doing creative and beautiful things. Every country has its artisans. Every country has its people who are involved in many activities. And these activities have given them a name. Like many of the Indians, we think of the Indians as warriors, and we think of them as fighting against each other and so forth. But when we think of the Indians, really, we think of their blankets. We think of their wigwams. We think of their type of living. We think of their style of living. We think of the manner in which they grew crops, in which they planted plants in the ground. And we think of the primitive ways that they did it, and today the more modern ways of doing it with all the latest equipment. Yes. When we try to hold on to the past, when we try to hold on to tradition, we make very little progress. If all of Switzerland held on to its past and its old buildings and so forth, there would be no newness and no magic. Last week I was in Switzerland, and when I was there, I was visiting at the home of one of my students. And as I visited at their home, I walked into this almost $1 million house made out of glass and concrete. And it was a condominium with, let's see, one, two, three, four units to each wing of the condominium. And the condominium wings were sort of separated and floating here and there across a bit of landscape with a beautiful view of the mountains, naturally. and behind was the farmer's lands and a forest, all things tending toward the world, tending toward the yesterday. But the new buildings were absolutely the latest design that were anywhere present. The new structural techniques in putting up the concrete was of the highest and the most sophisticated nature that you could ask for. The use of the glass and the manner in which the glass was done in the showers and in the bathrooms, in the kitchens and in the living rooms, and out of the outdoors, bringing it in. It's cold in Switzerland, but yet the houses were properly heated with radiant heating from the floor and with all sorts of benefits of the latest technological thoughts that you can imagine. And then they say, well, we like to maintain the old building status, but inside the building you can do things pretty much like you like. So people take these old buildings and they maintain them on the exterior and yet polish them to make them into a classic automobile type of thing where it is shined within an inch of its life. And inside they put in all brand new doors, brand new windows, brand new floors, brand new ceilings, brand new walls. They put in brand new equipment, the latest in vacuum cleaning equipment, the latest in kitchen stoves, in the steam ovens, and the very, very latest of everything. Now, this is not unique. When you go all over Switzerland, virtually everywhere you go, some people like to maintain the old and live in the old ways, but they are the older people. The younger people modernize. The younger people update things. The younger people like to make it new. They don't forget the old. They just live in peace with themselves. The technology that goes on in Switzerland is a technology that has been born of the Swiss mind. The technology that goes on in Italy is that of the Italian mind. The technology in Germany is that of the German mind and all the other countries. And who would have thought that out of a Scandinavian country would come one of the richest men of the world, bringing us the IKEA company that did so well. And that a little farmer from the back countries of America would create Walmart, another one of the major countries. And a boy who didn't choose to go on through college because it didn't teach him what he wanted to know became the richest man in the world. Yes, these people are people who just listen within. They follow the magic within. As the Swiss people love peace and enjoy peace and do not enter into war and are not possessed, claimed, or desired, maybe desired, yes, but not possessed, claimed, or taken by other nations, because they live in an attitude of peace. They will protect themselves, but they live in an attitude of peace. We too can have this same attitude of peace for our world, for America, for other countries, for all the world. And as we live in this attitude of peace, we will experience it. It's interesting how the peacemakers of the world choose to go to Geneva, they choose to go to the Swiss community for talks on peace, because there they know that the atmosphere of peace is ever present. What sort of an atmosphere would you like in your personal life? What sort of an atmosphere would I like in my personal life? In my personal life, I choose to have an atmosphere of unconditional love, an atmosphere of absolute peace, an absolute atmosphere of joy and harmony and goodness. I choose to love everyone. I choose to find good in everyone. I choose to be good myself to the highest and most wonderful degree that I can conceive. I choose to live my life in a most marvelous, fantastic, peaceful way. And such is my existence. Such is my world. Here, in the Absolute Monastery, we have our acreage up on the mountaintop, and we are undisturbed by the world. And people come here to service our modern conveniences, and they say, wow, there's something about this place that is so beautiful. What is this place? And we just say, it's a place of peace. It's a place where people come and go to find themselves, to be themselves and have fun. Wow, I can see how that could happen here, they say, because this is an atmosphere of peace. We are the creators of our atmospheres. We are the creators of our world. We are the creators of all the experiences that go on in our life. And it's up to us to make the choice whether we want these experiences to be ones of peace or ones of joy or ones to the contrary. It's really not our choice because we are originally designed to be peaceful. Our original purity and integrity is peace. Our original being is peace. And so it's most natural that peace would be our choice. You and I can enjoy as much peace today as we are willing to keep in our heart, think in our thought, live in our life. It's our choice, our decision, and our experience, if that's what we want. Well, I know for one thing, it certainly is what I choose to have. For now there is peace on earth, and it began with me. Now there is peace in me, and it began with me. And there is peace in you, and it began with me. As I say to you, I love you. I love you. I love you.